Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. This week, Voices.com is pleased to present Peter Rofe.
Hey guys, this is Peter Rofe. I'm so proud to be back again to do another podcast for Voices.com and flattered to have been asked back again. And also, the folks over at Voices.com have told me that the podcasts are well received, so I'm happy to know that. And I also want to thank those of you who have purchased the book Voice for Hire, which I co-authored with Randy Thomas. The full title of the book is Voice for Hire, Launch and Maintain a Lucrative Career in Voiceovers. I have a lot of clients here in New York that I work with privately as their coach and as their producer of demo reels. And I've learned a lot about people and about their ego and about the business and how difficult it can be at times. So we all have to admit to ourselves that being that it's a difficult business, we need to have therapy. And let's call this podcast Voiceover Therapy, which is very specific to our industry, both the ups and the downs of our industry. For those of us who are lucky enough to have representation, whether it be exclusive or freelance, we need to understand the complexity of that relationship and interact professionally while looking, you know, out for ourselves at all times. So, you know, many voiceover artists who have representation do experience lulls in their audition frequency. This is common, as the industry has its highs and lows, like any industry would. You know, like for instance, the most obvious slowdowns are felt during the holiday season, as well as summertime, where production slows down and many people are on vacation. When the phone doesn't ring, it doesn't mean that you're not wanted or needed or talented. So don't second guess yourself, and don't always second guess your agency, because there are moments that this is just a part of our business, and it's purely out of their control. Also, don't be afraid to communicate with your agent. Keep in touch with them. Send postcards or even drop by their office in person if that person is obviously in the city in which you live. Email them, making sure that you're always on their radar. And again, do it in a very professional manner. Don't do it so that, you know, you become a sort of an annoyance or too obtrusive. If you do have real displeasure with your representation, call your agency and say, I'd like to come in, sit down, and have a meeting about this. And then you can air it out in person and tell them what you're feeling and thinking, because ultimately, you know, you want your agent to be happy with you as a client and vice versa. No one's going to make money unless you make money doing this. So you must stand up for yourself. Keep your cool. Don't give away your power, both as an artist and as a business person. Keep in mind, this is a business. Yes, it's creative. Yes, it's a people business, but it is a business. So the bottom line is the mighty dollar. Here are some intangible factors that could advance your voiceover career. First of all, producers want to work with people who are generally nice to work with. Be open and suggestive to criticism and critique. No one wants to work with someone who becomes defensive and off-putting in a session. Don't be desperate. This is easily telegraphed, and a client will lose confidence in you and your abilities if you come across sort of too needy or insecure. Don't underestimate your value. Don't overestimate your value on the other hand, right? Nobody wants to work with somebody with, you know, an inflated ego. Don't let personal problems in life or issues that you're having at home enter the workplace. And I know this seems like common sense. It is common sense, but, you know, it is a people business. So don't let those things affect what you do at work when you're behind the microphone or marketing yourself. Be open to refining your skills at all times throughout your career. You can never learn enough. So coach, work with somebody, continue to take classes. You can always get better. You can always revamp your demo reels and make them better over time. Remember, just because you have a reel spot in your repertoire doesn't necessarily mean that it's better than the demoed spot that you have on there, which showcases you as the artist and not necessarily the product or a service. Don't judge yourself too hard. Make time for your auditions and bookings, and never take this industry or yourself for granted. So those are some bullet point things to think about, but it is a difficult industry. There are highs, there are lows, there are times that you're going to second guess yourself. Try not to do it. I've seen through trial and error how people have really succeeded tremendously in this industry. For one thing, those who use the internet as a marketing tool do very, very well. And again, voices.com and some of the other voiceover marketplaces are important tools. You must get your reels out there. You must audition for those jobs. Keep in mind, you want to audition for jobs that you think you're right for. Don't audition for everything just because it came to your email address. Try to be, you know, selective when it comes to auditioning for things. You'll have a much better chance of booking things, and you won't look at your audition versus booking ratio and say, oh my God, I go out on this many auditions and I only book this many. Keep in mind that, you know, if you go out on 100 auditions and you book one, you know, you've booked a job. And from that point on, the confidence builds and you could promote yourself strongly. If you're booking jobs through the internet without representation, you don't have an agent, and then you market agencies, you solicit them for representation, make sure that you bolster your resume, that you tell them that you've booked work online. The online bookings are actually very important for you as a means to get an agent today. And you can have an agent outside your local city. Just because you live in Omaha, Nebraska, doesn't mean you can't have an agent in Los Angeles representing you. The internet has created so many opportunities for you. So there are definitely ways that you can use the internet to your advantage. And again, don't think of it as, I haven't booked anything in 2 months, I must not be a very good voice artist. You must continually go after those jobs. The people that I've seen who are persistent, who don't give up, who keep mailing and marketing and sending those MP3s out, seem to do much better in this business. So keep in mind, there's more to pursuing voiceover than just the work itself. It's about your mindset. It's about your emotional take on things. It's about keeping your composure, not letting the business's lows get to you when it slows down. Don't second guess your abilities and strive to be the best that you can possibly be. And I guarantee you, this will definitely work for you in the new year. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/VoiceOverExperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today.